Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I stand before you today to talk about a force so powerful. It can transform life with a single flicker, hope. Hope is not just a word. It's a light that guides us through darkest tunnels. It's a quiet voice at the end of the day, whispering, "Try again tomorrow." It's what we cling to when the odds are stacked against us, and what gives us the courage to push forward when we want to give up. The goal is to restore hope, to help the world heal from destructive conflicts, and in turn, to help us achieve lasting change for ourselves, McIsland said. Hope has been the artist behind the world's most significant changes throughout history. It has inspired movements, fueled revolutions, and given birth to innovations. It's the invisible hand that authored the stories of heroes who've risen from ashes of despair. But hope is not just found in grand narratives. It's in the everyday moments. The smile of a stranger, a child's laughter, the comforting words of a friend. It's in each sunrise, promising a new day and new possibilities. But how do we cultivate hope? We start by believing in the potential for a better tomorrow. We nurture it by connecting with those around us, sharing our dreams, and supporting each other's aspirations. I hope that one day I will be able to find a cure for all the medical conditions I suffer from. I was born 2 months prematurely. I weighed less than 2 pounds after I was delivered. The doctor told my mom, "Make arrangements. She's not going to have a chance." I'm now 16. I beat the odds. Since being born prematurely, I have suffered with a lot of medical conditions that have no cure. I go to doctors every 3 months to get tests ran to see if I'm getting better. Bad news is I'm not. It's declining or getting worse. I suffer from heart conditions, which has taken a big toll on my life. I can't play sports anymore without passing out. I can't go outside in the summer and enjoy activities without having to sit down and take a moment to watch everybody else have fun. I suffer from a lot more issues with a lot of my valuable organs that we need to survive. There is no cure for most of them. The doctors tell me, "Take it easy. Don't overdo it," which is pretty upsetting for a kid who wants to get outside. BeTheMatch is a blood stem cell donor organization. 70% of humans are patients in this organization. Me being one of them that need a stem cell organization or a donor. Not every BeTheMatch patient gets an equal chance of getting a match. The most that are 70% of humans are white in this organization, so they can find a donor pretty easily. The races are not so easy to find a donor, or 60% are Native Americans, 48% for Hispanics or Latino people, 47% of Asian or Pacific Islanders, and then 29% of African Americans. BeTheMatch has helped several people and was able to get the person healthy again to where they don't have to spend time in the hospital. Me being one of them has been a blessing. I've not been able to stay in the hospital for too long. I've been doing pretty good right now, but I might need another one in a couple of years, which is typical. BeTheMatch has over 9 million potential donors that are registered in the U.S. and has access to more than 41 million percent of potential registered donors worldwide. Charles H. Mayo said the aim of medicine is to prevent disease and prolong life. The ideal of medicine is to eliminate the need of physician. Now, let us remember that hope is contagious. By holding on to it and passing it on, we can create ripples that turn into waves of positive change. So let's pledge to be the carriers of hope, the beacon of light, the way for us and others. Thank you for allowing me to share these thoughts with you. May we all carry hope in our hearts and let it shine brightly in our actions. Walt Disney once said, "The greatest moments in life are not concerned with selfish achievements, but rather with the things we do for the people we love, esteem, and whose respect we need."